This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Your phone calls always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. All of that forthcoming. Good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you for downloading the app. That's our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities that carry this program. The calendar is available. Pre-order the Dan Patrick Show 2024 calendar. Be the first on your block to have this, but maybe not the only person on your block to have this beautiful calendar as we recreated some iconic, would you say, portraits?
Works of art?
Works of art, yes. We detracted from these works of art, but it's really, really well done.
We're getting a little snooty, a little upper crust with this. Mm. It's foo-foo.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Foo-foo, like Foo Fighters?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you hear Christopher Walken introduce the Foo Fighters on Saturday night?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. But I guess he did that 20 years ago. He introduced the Foo Fighters, and he emphasized fighters, and they thought that was great. And then they said, Christopher Walken, this legendary actor, is going to do it again. They go, we want you to emphasize fighters, Foo Fighters. All right. Gang's all here. Marvin, Paulie in the front row, Fritzy and Seton in the back row. Fritzy's got sunglasses on. Is that your costume?
That's my costume.
Who are you? Wait, let me see.
Okay. See if you can guess who it is.
Okay.
Maybe this might help, but it's not good for radio.
Okay.
Great, then do it.
Okay. Are you Stevie Wonder?
Not Stevie Wonder.
Oh, jeez.
Are you Tom Cruise in...
Risky Business?
I am Joel Goodson. Good.
Okay. I
was going to say... Risky Business.
I was going to say Roy Orbison.
Sometimes you got to say, what the F?
Okay. Oh, okay. You're right. It's not good for radio.
If you were in your underwear and a button-down shirt, Ooh. That might go over a little better, Todd. Just saying.
Just yeah. The sunglasses.
And then we get some Bob Seger playing.
And then take those off!
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
I thought it was Fritzy with glaucoma, which I can make that joke because
only have one good eye.
That's right.
Yeah. Glaucoma. And our remembrances of your father who passed away.
Halloween day.
Yeah, Halloween day.
Yeah. Afternoon, so we're not really there yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I saw him in the morning, Dan. That was the last time.
And then you didn't get to go trick-or-treating and you didn't get to see your dad again.
That's right. Not in that order.
Yeah.
Not in that order, to be fair.
But your friends brought candy over to the house.
They did. They brought a big... like a bucket of candy, like a huge bucket. Yeah, it was very thoughtful.
We'd always get a pillowcase when we'd go out.
We had like garbage. We had like bags from the local store, like repurposed. You know, like whatever.
Yeah, see.
Is there one candy, Paul, that you associate most with that bucket?
Oh, a trigger candy?
Like Almond Joy. Like, you've never had Almond Joy ever since you were 10 years old.
It's Almond Pain now.
Right, yeah, there's no joy.
It's coconut and horrible pain.
Yeah, you hate coconut and pecan
because
of that day, really.
Yeah.
My dad also hated coconut pecan, I think. Back to you, Dan.
Okay.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If you get this, then you get our sense of humor. Just saying that the Dead Dads Club,
Someone reminded me that yesterday was the four-year anniversary of quite possibly one of the meanest poll questions ever. Would Paul rather Walter Payton or his dad be alive?
What did you answer?
Still working on that answer. You got to give me time to think.
Okay.
Man.
All right.
Touchy subject. I think I may have cried more than when Walter passed away than when my dad did. I think I was in shock when my dad did, but when Walter, I was like, I think I actually cried, and I was an adult.
How did you find out?
That Walter passed away?
No, your dad.
I came home from school in my dopey Halloween costume, and I walked up to my house, and I saw my grandfather's car. My grandfather never drove his car. He was like four towns over on my mom's side, and my grandfather had this old like Buick, whatever, 88, I don't know.
LeSabre.
Yeah, and it was green. He drove it once a year, like just to keep it. And I saw it in our park in the driving, and I'm like, oh, something's going on. Like, why would my grandfather be here?
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, something's going on. And then one of my friends from across the street came over, and he goes, hey, man, how you doing? And I think he realized I hadn't been told yet. My next-door neighbor had been told. I don't know how. And then I walked in the house, and I knew something was going on. And that's awesome.
And you have your Halloween costume on. You're coming from school and you walk in.
Yeah, I think I was dressed as like Frankenstein or something. I had like shoulder pads and green face paint.
Mm.
And the tears went right down the face. I was just kidding. And then I was told. Yeah.
Yes, Eden.
Probably known Paul for like 20 years is the first time I ever heard that story.
Yeah.
First time. Yeah, I guess. Never been asked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird because I came home from, saw him in the morning, came home from school, walked in the house. They told me. And I kind of was foggy about what happened the rest of the day. But my little grade school team, the Glenwood Cougars, and my dad was one of our assistant coaches, we had a game the next day. And I remember I played poorly, but I played and we all played, which was actually a good thing that we all played, like all my teammates got together.
That's going to be in the 30 for 30, actually played in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing poorly.
Yes.
How much did that have to do with the situation or just?
Oh, I was playing poorly well before my
12.
Did the announcers mention that your father had died and it's amazing that you're out there on the field?
It was a courtesy start. They started me over like Ricky Cousineau, who was way better. I'm not kidding. They courtesy started me on D-line. Back to you. Clean that up.
This first hour brought to you by Discover Cashback Debit. Paulie's dad never had a chance to use it. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with
a great credit rating, though.
Back on everyday purchases. I'll take your word for it. Check out eligibility in terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Rangers beat the Diamondbacks, and they go up 2-1 in the series. The Lions handled the Raiders. Jahmyr Gibbs breaks out. Lions now 6-2. Rangers-Diamondbacks game 4 tonight. And in case you're just hearing, James Harden has been traded to the Clippers for a bunch of expiring contracts, some draft picks, and reportedly by Woj, there will be a third team involved in this to make it all work out for everybody. We'll dive into that coming up. You can email us at dp@danpatrick.com, our Twitter handle at DP Show, and we say good morning to Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio as well. All right, Seton, poll question today begins with...
Well, we got one here from Paulie. Mm-hmm. Which franchise feels like it's in the worst shape?
Okay.
There's a bunch of options here. I don't know that some of them belong on here, but we could populate.
Okay.
The Bears, Natch.
Yeah.
The Cardinals. Mm-hmm. They feel like they're in worse shape than the Bears. Maybe the Giants. Giants feel like they're not in great shape right now.
And they're a seller at the trade deadline. Get rid of your best defensive lineman, Leonard Williams.
It's not great.
No.
Never a good sign.
No.
The Panthers. I don't know that I would put the Panthers on here.
Well, they don't have their first pick. So if you're going to factor in that they're bad, they just won, they beat the Texans. But if as far as building that team, you've already traded away your first round pick.
Because they're in the process of building the team.
Yes.
Like, see, I would say that the Giants were in way worse shape than the Panthers because they maybe they're a little further into the process, the Panthers, than the Giants.
I think the Panthers are more ground level. I think the Giants probably, from the outside, had a nice building, a nice brownstone, but inside, not good.
Needs a full gut.
Yeah, like, Reno. And then, I mean, I don't know what they're doing with Danny Dimes, and he's not the full problem here. It's just they were a playoff team last year, and I think the expectation level was pretty high. That, all right, you re-sign Saquon, you bring back Danny Dimes, got extended here, got a pretty good defense here. Everybody was all in on Brian Daboll. He was the coach of the year last year. You were in a tough division, but I think people thought that the Giants were going to be pretty good. Nobody thought Carolina was going to be good.
Just got their first win, though.
Yeah.
That's got to feel good. That, to me, feels like, all right, hey, we're figuring it out. Let's go. Come on. We can do this.
Who has more wins by the end of the year? Cardinals, Bears, Panthers. Anybody else that we throw in there?
How many wins do the Broncos have right now?
They are 3-5.
Yeah, the Broncos have turned
a corner. Yeah, they've turned a corner.
Yeah. Now they're a force to be reckoned with. Yes, Pauline.
Carolina, I threw them on that poll because some people don't like the Bryce Young draft pick. They don't think it's working out. They don't think it's going to work out. Now, that's way impatient. But if you believe it's not going to work out, then they're in real bad shape now and for the next couple of years.
And nobody's going to say that Bryce Young is not the guy that they should have taken. I mean, people will say it, but in the organization, but you have an owner who is not patient. And if C.J. Stroud, now they just beat C.J. Stroud and the Texans, but had they lost to them and Stroud balled out, then all of a sudden I think you would start to hear a little bit more from inside. But as it is now, I don't know if Frank Reich wanted Bryce Young, but he was probably told to take Bryce Young, whether he liked him or not. So that's always interesting when the owner tells the coach, this is who we're taking. And, you know, Jerry Jones has famously done that. The Browns with, Jimmy Haslam, they've done that as well. And, and that's when things go sideways. When the owner gets too involved, that's when bad picks happen. And we've seen that before. Bryce Young is a, really good football player. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. I don't know if he can withstand 17 games and trying to protect him and trying to protect him from himself. C.J. Stroud seems to be a little further along than Bryce Young does, but, it's a long season and hopefully long careers for us to decide, which team took the right quarterback. And maybe both teams took the right quarterback. The game last night I thought was interesting from the standpoint of I don't expect anything out of the Raiders, but the Raiders do have some storylines. Max Crosby is fun to watch. Fun. Seton brought up a great point about Max Crosby. This is a violent game, and it feels like the guys who play this violent game look at Max Crosby like, dude, slow down. You're going to hurt somebody.
Yeah, he's got that energy that even amongst the toughest dudes that are running around, it's like, yeah, we're killing it. They're like, God, man, take it easy. Chill out, man. It's just a game. Jeez.
You got Devontae Adams, who I've been saying since he got there, didn't seem like he wanted to be there, and he had one catch. He should have had three and probably two touchdowns, but Jimmy Garoppolo, once again, another storyline. He had a couple of bad passes there that Devontae Adams was wide open. You've got Josh McDaniels, who's coaching for his job, I believe. And other than that, this is a team 2 years ago in the red zone in Cincinnati against a Bengal team that went to the Super Bowl, and they had a chance to win. They got rid of Derek Carr. They brought in Jimmy Garoppolo. And, I know all Jimmy does is win, but all Jimmy does is win with good teams. This isn't a good team, and he can't carry you. Now, do you do anything? Do you trade Devontae Adams? The Raiders, I guess, on record saying they're not going to do that. So all those storylines as I'm watching the game. Wasn't a good game. And the Lions were allowing the Raiders to stay in it, kicking field goals. Gibbs is wonderful. You know, I think most people thought it was a stretch to pick him where they did, 12th. You take a linebacker, you take a tight end. You know, Sam Laporta is going to be up there for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, he's putting up historical numbers for a tight end. And this is coming from Iowa, the worst offense in college football history. And this guy has been great for Jared Goff. Jared Goff had one bad throw last night, and Marcus Peters made him pay. But that's Marcus Peters. He giveth, he taketh away. He loves to gamble and gambled. And Jared Goff may have been trying to throw that ball away, but you had a pick six there. So you have those storylines. We're waiting to see if the Lions rebounded from the previous week, which they did. And you're seeing, I think, true joy in Detroit, which we haven't seen before. It's been a long, long, long time. You know, they're two... most famous fans are rappers, Eminem and Jack Harlow. That's their celebrity fan base. You got a great coach, interesting coach. They play hard for him. And if I'm the Lions, I look at that division, Kirk Cousins gone. You got the Packers who are substandard. You got the Bears who are bad. Don't lose to those teams. Take care of business, get home field advantage. Then the Eagles are coming to Detroit. Or San Francisco is, or Dallas is. Now that's where you make that big move and you get to a Super Bowl. But it's been a long, long time. You could see the joy in the, like, they're just waiting. They're just waiting for something. You're on national TV and you want to showcase your team and your fandom. Although the uniforms, uniforms, it felt like they spent way too much time on the helmets and the jersey. And not enough time on the pants and the socks. And I thought, okay. And as Paulie pointed out, his wife said, are they sponsored by Lululemon? And if you don't know Lululemon, ask your wife or your daughters. But they have these, look like tights on, workout tights. Didn't look good. But you can't do gray pants, gray socks. You know, that blue, what is that? Honolulu blue?
Sure.
That was gorge.
Gorge.
Yeah. But... and the Raider, you know, those Raider jerseys and, I mean, everything about the Raiders, it's timeless. Marvin says 300 years from now, we're going to be going, well, we won't be going. Oh, man, look at those Raider uniforms. They still look great.
Yeah, Yankees, Dodgers, Raiders, maybe some others, but those three for sure.
Do you put Penn State in there?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Well, just some don't look at it as, you know, they look at it as boring. Or some say, boy, that's just classic looking.
You know what? I like the way they just kind of stuck to their guns. Like, we don't need 89 uniforms to be a second-tier Big Ten team.
Oh, did you just call out Oregon?
No, I said second-tier Big Ten team.
Well?
Penn State.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Oregon has all those jerseys.
Oh, they do. I'm saying they're not going with the trend.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, oh, it's a night game, so we're just going to, you know, do this different uniform. No, we're just going to stick with the all-whites. No logo, no nothing. We're just a boring team.
Yeah, Paulie.
I think when Oregon, if you go back 20 years ago when Oregon really started doing that during the Joey Harrington time and all that, they were, you know, fighting for relevancy and trying to get East Coast college football coverage to look at what they're doing out there. And that's part of the reason they did it. And then they got the substance of their good football team or a great football program.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, some people do that wild field and then they don't play good football.
Yeah, they had style. They didn't have substance. Now they have both. Yes, yeah,
I think Kid Rock and Tim Allen are feeling slighted right now, by the way.
Is Kid Rock a celebrity?
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Sure.
Kid rocking up and down your block?
With Eminem and Jack Harlow?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe not quite as current in terms Tim of Allen. Their most recent works.
Okay,
but...
all right. Okay, my bad. All right.
Tim Allen's a local?
I think he grew up in Detroit or Michigan. I don't know.
So.
Yeah. But, okay, Kid Rock and Tim Allen.
Maybe Keegan-Michael Key to round out the top five there, and now we're talking.
Okay, all right. How about we look at other franchises? Is Jeff, is it Jeff Daniels, the actor?
Yeah, he's big time.
He's from Michigan. Wait, are we just taking everybody from Michigan here and just saying, well, they got, like, Bob Seger has got to be a fan of the Raiders, or the Lions?
Bob Seger on the list of famous Lions fans.
Okay. All right, I sit corrected. Don't want to insult the fan base, but I was just mentioning their fan base, their two biggest celebrity fans are rappers. Yes, Eden.
Yeah. Let's just get things correct.
Yeah.
Kid Rock can also rap, Dan.
Oh, he can. Do you believe that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anywho. All right, let me take a break. We overstayed our time there. We should have taken a break there.
Crush that.
Gotten out clean. All right, phone calls are always welcome. Tyler standing by. We'll come up with a poll question today. A little bit later on, we have the Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer, will join us. Also, Chris Mannix will dissect the Clippers and the 76ers. Who won? We always love to do that. Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. He is the Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer, back on the program. Give me the state of these two teams that played last night. Let's start with the Raiders. What condition are they in right now?
You know, they're sort of in this in-between, Dan, because they did these things, you know, when Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels got there, you know, a year and a half ago, that really seemed targeted on taking advantage of the roster that they had and going and getting Devontae Adams and bringing Chandler Jones in. And, you know, there are players in that roster, again, that are in the prime of their careers, Max Crosby, Colton Miller, Josh Jacobs. So, you know, I think the Raiders have to go into today with an honest mindset and try to look at it and say, okay, where are we and where are we going? You know, after the way Jimmy's played, like, I don't know where they are at quarterback. You know, certainly I don't think Jimmy's played well enough for them not to be looking hard at taking one in the spring. And, you know, if you're starting over at quarterback, where does that leave you with the rest of your stars? You know, it's not a bad roster. It does have holes, though, and you got a lot of guys that are right in the prime of their careers. And, So, you know, the question is how you get that quarterback position solved, either leverage what's left with the group of players you have, or, you know, whether or not you make the decision to start over with someone new.
Do the Raiders sell today?
I don't think it was their intention going into the weekend. I know it wasn't their intention to move Devontae Adams. Here's what I do know. The Stephon Diggs thing, are you familiar with how that happened 3 years ago? Like, what actually prompted that? Do you remember?
No.
It was actually a tweet. All right, he tweeted something about, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it pointed to him not being happy with the situation in Minnesota. No one thought he was getting traded at that point. Well, you know, Brandon Bean, the Bills general manager, saw the tweet, picked up the phone, called Rick Spielman, and I think 10 hours later, the trade happened. You know, so I'm telling you that story because they may not have an intention to trade Devontae Adams, but there are going to be general managers that saw Devontae Adams' reaction on the sideline yesterday and his reaction in the locker room yesterday. And I actually think, like, if you look at it, he looks like a good guy who's just frustrated. That's my perception, like, watching him, you know, and knowing what I know about him. I mean, if you're a team that needs a receiver, aren't you going to call up? Aren't you going to, like, make that phone call today? So they may not have an intention of trading Devontae Adams, but does somebody put something in front of them that they can't say no to today? I think it's creates an interesting dynamic that's not all that unlike what happened with Stephon Diggs 3 years ago.
Where are the Lions right now?
They look like a powerhouse. I mean, if you want to throw out the Ravens game, which was, I mean, a disaster for them in just about every way possible, you know, like they have legitimately, I was saying this a couple of weeks ago, like they don't look like a Cinderella. I know everybody wants to turn them into this cute Cinderella story. They operate like a pop powerhouse. They operate with strength on the lines of scrimmage. They operate with playmakers on offense, St. Brown and Gibbs, and I think Jameson Williams will get there. They got playmakers at linebacker. They got guys in the back end that look like they can really play. I mean, it's just it looks like a team that, you know, maybe we should be talking about them with the Niners and the Eagles and the NFC, you know? I think, you know, if you want to look at the two teams really that have kind of stepped up into that arena, you know, because I think coming into the year we figured it maybe be the Eagles and Niners and everybody else in a depleted NFC. If there are two teams that I think have sort of jumped up into that group, one would be Detroit, the other would be Seattle.
Does anybody of note get moved today?
So, like, it's hard to predict these things, right? Because I don't know that the biggest stars are actively being shopped. In fact, I'm sure they're not being shopped, you know, but again, these phone calls can happen, and we know Carolina is in sell mode. We know Minnesota is in sell mode. We know Denver is in sell mode. So the Panthers with Brian Burns, their contract negotiations have gone nowhere. In fact, there's been almost no communication since week one between the sides. He's in a contract year. They were offered two first-rounders and a third-rounder by the Rams last year. They turned it down. They want Brian Burns and their football team going forward. They can franchise him after the year and trade him then if they want to. They could pay him, although it doesn't seem like they're willing to go into the neighborhood Burns wants to be in to get there. So if somebody comes and offers them the Rams deal again, do they do it? That'd be one. Another would be Danielle Hunter in Minnesota. If somebody comes along and offers them a top 50 or 60 pick, which hasn't happened yet, but if somebody offers them that, he's 29 years old, he's a free agent, he may not be on the team past the next 10 games, your quarterback is hurt, do you do it? He'd be another one. And then to me, the biggest name would be out in Denver. Denver's going to listen on everybody. They need picks. So they'll listen on Jerry Jeudy. They'll listen on Courtland Sutton. They'll listen on Josie Jewell. They'll listen on Justin Simmons. What if somebody offers a Godfather package for Patrick Surtain? They have no intention of moving him. But what if somebody says, we'll offer you more than the Jaguars got for Jalen Ramsey in 2019, which was 2 ones and a 4. Do they at least think about it then? So that would be another big name to watch. And then, of course, I mean, you could go to your Saquon Barkley, you know, in New York. You could go to your Derrick Henry in Tennessee. Those guys are both in contract years. The Giants and Titans are more than willing to listen on all of their pending unrestricted free agents. I don't think those teams intend to move those guys, but again, you never know what somebody could come along and offer when the deadline is there.
He's Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. If Kyler Murray is healthy, will he start for the Cardinals?
I think they're going to play him, yeah. Like, I think they want to – what I've heard is that they want to gather information on him. And, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there that think that the Cardinals are very focused on getting Caleb Williams or Drake May. I do think that they want to have like a full understanding of what they've got in-house in Kyler Murray. So that means playing him, and that means seeing what you've got. And either he plays great and he plays well enough to move you off of the first or second pick, or he doesn't, and then the decision's made and you're moving on after this year and you're taking either the USC quarterback or the North Carolina quarterback.
But if you're Atlanta,
yeah,
wouldn't you reach out and just say,
well, so here's the problem though, Dan, right? Like, I think that makes sense, right? It makes sense. Like, could Minnesota or Atlanta or one of these teams look at it and say, yeah, you know what, we take on Kyler Murray. The problem is that you're not trading for the player, you're trading for the contract.
Yes.
And like, if you are Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot, no, you're now in year three in Atlanta, right? How many more years are you going to get?
One more.
Two? Maybe one more after this
year
one?
And one. Yeah, probably.
Right, right. So if you trade for that contract, you're tying your job security to Kyler Murray.
But they have a better chance of winning and keeping their job with Kyler Murray than they do Desmond Ridder.
Right, but then doesn't that take you out of play for a quarterback in April?
But you won't need one if you get Kyler Murray. If you know,
are you sure? Are you sure he's going to play that well? Like, that's the thing is, like, what the Falcons have told us with their actions, Dan, is,
but they have the 19th pick right now, Albert.
They're not, they're not going to go all. What the Falcons have told us with their actions is they're not going to go all in on a quarterback until they are 100% sold that's the guy. You can argue whether it's right or wrong, but they're not going to do it until they are 100% sold that they've got the guy. They feel like they can coach it well enough, they can put good enough players in the roster to tread water until they get there, right? Sort of like, I don't know, like, this is different, but Andy Reid, we've talked about that before, where they took Alex Smith and they tread water until they got to Patrick Mahomes, right? They feel like they can tread water until they find a guy they're really willing to go all in on. I think the problem with Kyler Murray right now isn't the player, it's the contract. And I think if you, with ownership, with job, all that different stuff, like with everything that comes with giving a guy a $50 million a year contract or 46 or 47, whatever it is, I think it's 46, like, you are tying, if you are Kwesi Adofo-Mensah or Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, or you're Arthur Smith or Terry Fontenot in Atlanta, you are tying your job security to Kyler Murray if you trade for him. Like, would you feel comfortable doing that?
If I'm sold on Kyler Murray, I don't want Kyler Murray, but if I think Kyler Murray in Atlanta,
right,
and with that, they have skilled position players. And Desmond Ridder doesn't appear to be the quarterback. You're gonna probably get fired because Desmond Ridder is not the quarterback.
Right. But you didn't sell out on Desmond Ridder. That's the thing. Desmond Ridder is making nothing. You can bench Desmond Ridder.
But you got an 80-year-old owner. All of these owners are in their mid-70s or up, you know, in the 80s. Yeah. They don't want to be like, hey, let's try it again, you know?
Yeah, I know. And I think the hard thing is, like, Look, everything with the quarterbacks is context, right? Like, Jared Goff wasn't good enough for the Rams, okay? Jared Goff got the Rams to a Super Bowl, but the Rams decided, you know what, at that price, it's not worth it. If we're going to spend that much on a quarterback, we need to level up. So they go and they get Matthew Stafford. They win a Super Bowl. Right decision, right? Like, you win that, you lift up Lombardi, you made the right call. Jared Goff goes to Detroit in a different context, right? Like, he's not the savior. Yeah. And a lot of the money's off of his contract now. And you know what? He's just fine, right? It's all context. And so if you are buying Kyler Murray on Jimmy Garoppolo's contract or Derek Carr's contract, that's much different than trading for his contract as it is right now.
True.
Because now if you trade for his contract as it is right now, well, because of the guaranteed money, you're tying yourself to the guy for multiple years. And eventually you have to, is that going to be good enough? Like when it comes down to it, when you're trying to get yourself over the top, is that going to be good enough? Or are you going to turn yourself into the 45-win NBA team that's paying a bunch of tier two stars too much money and can't get past Giannis, you know, can't get past.
Like the Knicks.
Right. Like, do you want to be the, like, the, and that's the thing. That's what happens with these teams. Like, when you pay a quarterback when you pay a B quarterback with an A contract, there's a lot of evidence that shows us, in recent years at least, that that puts you in a place where you're like that 45-win NBA team.
The 49ers got a lot of cap room.
They do.
They surprised us with McCaffrey at the trade deadline. Debo's hurt.
Yeah.
Would the Raiders make a trade with the Niners?
I don't know, CC, but that's so far down the list of their needs, don't you think? I mean, like offensive skill is not their problem, right?
But that's a luxury item. Okay, if you're Kansas City.
But how much are you going to get him on the field? You know what I mean? Like, if you're the Niners, like, it's like you got Kittle, you got Ayuk, who you're going to have to pay. You got Debo Samuel, you have Christian McCaffrey. I mean, if I'm the Niners and I'm taking a big swing, like if I want to take a really big swing.
Then you go for Burns?
Burns or Surtain, right?
Oh, like, Surtain, yes, yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
But like, why would Sean Payton come into a situation with a quarterback who's on the back end of his career and Sean is, you know, wants to show that he can win without Drew Brees?
Right.
Now you're going to get rid of all the receivers are available?
The reason you would do that is if you've decided that you're going to move on from that quarterback.
But then, do you think they would move on from Russ if you're resetting?
Well, if they're looking at it, because the interesting thing about Russell's contract, A, Sean didn't negotiate it. So Sean does it. So if it looks like a bad contract, well, Sean can say, well, that's not my contract, right? Like, I didn't do that contract with him. They could. The interesting thing about Russell's contract is it would be very expensive for them to get it out of it after this year. Like, I think they'd have to pay, it's like a $37 million. They'd have to pay $39 million of future money and guarantees to get out of it, right? But it's almost as expensive to get out of it the year after. So in other words, if you bail after this year, you're effectively going to have to pay like a $39 million buyout to get out of the contract. If you wait until next year, right, you're going to have to pay a $37 million buyout to get out of it after 24. So it's kind of like, all right, well, do we just bite the bullet now? You know, if you don't think he's that player, and I don't think he's been the problem either, but it's also like, you only have so long to build. So if you're Sean, do you look at it and say, keeping Russell here is kicking the can down the road? We need to pull the Band-Aid off. And if you're pulling the Band-Aid off, don't you look at your roster completely different then? And don't you say to yourself, you know what? We got to go and build some draft capital. Because remember, they were cleaned out by both the Russell Wilson trade and the Sean Payton trade. Yeah. They need picks.
Great to talk to you as always, Albert. Thank you.
All right, great. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let's bring in Chris Mannix, who joins us now. Chris, thanks for joining us. Let me start with Philadelphia here. I'm trying to understand Joel Embiid. That's the first person I thought about when this happened. They get expiring contracts and draft picks. Harden didn't want to be there. Does Joel Embiid want to be there? Does he understand what's – I mean, you've got to look around and go, what is going on here?
I think Joel Embiid is probably relieved – to some degree that this is over before it could get any uglier in Philadelphia. Now, whether or not Joel Embiid becomes happy almost entirely depends on what Philadelphia does next. You know, they acquired two very appealing first round picks in this deal. The Clippers pick in 2026 and 2028. When those picks go on the trade block, a lot of teams going to want them because nobody has any idea what the Clippers are going to look like in 26 and 20. Nobody has any idea what the Clippers are going to look like next season. So those will be valuable in a trade. And, you know, two names I've heard from people around the league already that Philadelphia will likely look into: Zach LaVine in Chicago, the Bulls. We already kind of know they're going nowhere. And the Raptors have been, you know, kind of on the precipice of rebuilding for over a year now. So if the Sixers can go out and get one of those two players or somebody else along those lines, I think Joel Embiid would be ecstatic. I mean, he's already got a really good running mate in Tyrese Maxey, who looks like he's ready to take that all-star step this season. If they get one more player, and LaVine and Anunoby both do different things. LaVine solves the problem of an extra scorer and a ball handler. Anunoby is someone they can throw at Milwaukee in Boston in the postseason in terms of wing defenders. I think that will make Joel Embiid happy. But right now, I think for Joel Embiid, it's probably wait and see what Philadelphia does next.
Why do the Clippers want James Harden?
You know, the Clippers have always wanted James Harden and or another point guard. They've not been, you know, thrilled with, or comfortable, I guess the better word, with what they have at the point guard position. They really, really wanted Jrue Holiday. When Jrue Holiday became available when he was traded to Portland, the Clippers really wanted him. They had some interest in Malcolm Brogdon, but James Harden was the next guy on that list because it gives them a little bit of everything. You know, he can score, he can play make. He's proven he can succeed on quality teams with quality stars around him. And this really is, Dan, a tripling down on the present. Like, this Clippers team is all in for this year. They've got Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, who are currently effectively on expiring contracts. Both these guys have player options next year. Now you get James Harden, who's also on an expiring contract, and you're just kind of pushing all your chips in the middle and hoping your starting five, which on paper looks like one of the best starting fives in all of basketball, you know, can stay healthy and give you a chance in the Western Conference.
But I'm trying to understand Harden, and that's a dangerous game to play, that he wants to be James Harden in the playoffs where you get to put up 40 points, that he doesn't want to be the guy who gets 11 assists and 21 points. He wants to be more of the James Harden, I get to have fun. How are you going to do that with the Clippers?
Well, I think he can, because one thing, in fairness to James Harden, when he got to Philadelphia, he changed his game. He became much more facilitator than he was, certainly in Houston and also in Brooklyn. I mean, he led the league in assists last season. I mean, he was a playmaker for them. His disappearance in the playoffs, particularly the last two games of that Boston series, was certainly alarming. And that was probably the reason, you know, Philadelphia wasn't willing to go as high on a contract that James Harden would have liked in the offseason. But I think James Harden, if he's happy, which right now, currently at, you know, 11 o'clock Eastern on a Tuesday, he is. If he's happy, I think he's going to be a net plus, you know, for the Clippers. I think he's going to find ways to facilitate with that Clippers team. And when it comes down to it, James Harden can always go out and get his shots. And one thing to remember too, Dan, is, you know, load management is, you know, being discouraged, but the Clippers are still going to load manage. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is not going to play 70 games. Neither will Paul George. So James Harden is going to get opportunities during the regular season to be the James Harden of old if he wants to.
Yeah. He was great during the regular season with the Sixers, with his role. And then Doc Rivers came on and said, look, it changed at the All-Star game. When James wasn't named to the All-Star team, that's when he thinks he wanted to go back and be the James Harden. I'm going to score. I want my shots there. He's going to want to be the same player when he goes to the Clippers.
Well, you know, Dan, the only thing I would add, though, is if James Harden screws this up, I don't know where he plays next season. I don't know what the market is for James Harden next season. I mean, the backdrop of all this drama in Philadelphia is that James Harden wanted a multi-year contract. Like, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation if the Sixers offered like 3 years and $100 million. The Sixers didn't want to do that, understandably. But James Harden wants that next deal. So if only for the short term, I do think you're going to get the very best of James Harden, best behavior James Harden. I think the Clippers for 1 year are going to benefit from James Harden, if only out of self-preservation, you know, wanting to be the best version of himself.
Okay, does he have a better chance of winning a title with the Clippers than he did with the 76ers?
Hard to say.
That's a no.
Look, I think the Clippers, with what they have, again, on paper, which is not always just dangerous to do, the Clippers, with what they have a decent shot to get out of the Western Conference. I mean, that starting five is really good. Zubac is a solid center. Terrence Mann, who the Clippers wouldn't give up, is, you know, when he gets back on the court, is a versatile guy. And George and Kawhi, you know, when they've played together, the numbers are outstanding. So if they can keep them on the floor, they've got a chance to get out of the Western Conference. The problem is, you know, you've got two Goliaths right now in the Eastern Conference. Not to say there aren't great teams in the West, but at the moment, two of the Goliaths out there are Boston and Milwaukee. And I don't know if Philadelphia with James Harden could have gotten through either one of those two teams. Could the Clippers with James Harden get through the West? I can see more of a pathway for that than I can see the Sixers getting through the Celtics or Bucks.
Okay, give me the priority list of best teams in California. Who's the best team in California?
Golden State's still the best team. I mean, what they did to the Pelicans last night was remarkable. I mean, that was without Klay Thompson, and they just stomped on New Orleans at home. That was a game the Pelicans really wanted to win to show how far they've come. And let me tell you, Dan, I'm not a huge gambler, but I think Chris Paul is like 1,300-1 to win sixth man. I'd throw a couple bucks on that. I would. Chris Paul as a sixth man is excellent. I was looking this up this morning, Dan. One of the biggest problems with Golden State the last couple of years has been the on-off minutes with Steph Curry, right? Like, when Curry's off the floor, they've been terrible. When he's on, he's been great. Right now, and it's a small sample size, I grant you, but right now, the on-off minutes dramatically favor the off for Steph Curry. And I think a big part of that is because Chris Paul has been leading that second unit for the last couple of games. You watch that Pelicans game, you know, the first stint Chris Paul had with Steph on the bench, when Steph came back, they were plus six. Like, this is a huge difference maker for Golden State. So if, again, if you want to make a couple of bucks, whatever you use, whatever your gambling site is, Chris Paul at 1,300 plus 1,300 feels like a good bet.
Okay, so Golden State, best team in the state of California. The second best team is?
This is going to end with me, like, dissing Sacramento, which I don't want to do. But I'm right there neck and neck with the Clippers and the Lakers as number two. You know, again, injuries are going to decide their fate this year, but I think both those teams are on an even level. And Sacramento, to me, still a cut below, just because I can't trust them defensively, especially in the playoffs. You've got to be, you know, a upper half of the NBA defensive team to really succeed in the playoffs. And I don't know with this group of guys, which are, they're really good. I mean, De'Aaron Fox is awesome. I've been a fan of Keegan Murray, you know, since he was drafted, but they don't have a lot of plus defenders there. And when you don't have a lot of plus defenders, you're going to have trouble winning in the playoffs.
Great to talk to you as always, Chris. Safe travels.
You got
Thank
it,
you.
Dan.
That's Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.